It doesn't matter. They're good, and we're good to go. And we got the rule.
Good.
All right.
All right. Good morning. I'll call to order the regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting for this Tuesday, September 12, 2017. School Board Election Day. If you live in Story County and you have not yet voted and precincts are still open as you listen to this, please get out and exercise your civic duty and participate. First item on our agenda is the Honor America with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, a light agenda today for us. It feels like it's been forever since we've had a light agenda. First item is public comment number one, opportunity for members of the public to address topics on today's agenda. Since we don't have any public members with us, I'm going to assume that we're just going to move on. Anybody here wishing to speak to anything? Okay. Minutes from September 5th.
Move consideration of minutes.
Second.
Motion and a second. Chief?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Personnel actions as listed, Board?
Move as presented.
Second.
Olson?
Aye.
Chief?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Consent agenda?
As presented.
Second.
Chief?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Consent agenda passes. All right, no public hearing items. Additional items, consideration of resolution 1829, final reading of the closure of bridge on West 190th over the Squaw Creek, section 20 of Franklin Township. Darren Moon could not be with us today. He did reach out this morning and indicate that he has received no additional public comments since our last meeting.
I have not.
I've had one additional one, and it was a question about Valley Road running down through Squaw Valley, and that was it. So I'll open this up. While it's not a public hearing, I'll open it up. Is there anybody who would like to address Resolution 1829? Seeing no one, I'll turn to the Board for potential action.
I move consideration of Resolution 1829, the final reading and closure of the bridge on West 190th Street over the Squaw Creek in Section 20 of Franklin Township.
I second.
We got a motion and a second. I'm going to read the final paragraph of this resolution just so we're really clear. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Story County Board of Supervisors that the bridge on West 190th Street over Squaw Creek in Section 20 of Franklin Township will be closed, and that the official closure date coincide with the opening date of the bridge that is currently under construction on West 190th directly to the east of Squaw Creek. We got a motion and a second. Further discussion.
So when is, I know Darren spoke to it, but when is that?
Later this fall. Yeah, they're in the middle of doing it right now. They actually had to re-angle the bridge. It's a small tributary that runs down to Squaw Creek.
Right.
And so it's just a matter of
this
weeks.
Fall. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything further?
Yeah, so I'd simply like to commend both of you. I think this is exactly how a process like this is supposed to go. Clearly, we had some people who were concerned about this closure. I feel like we walked through this discussion and laid out the rationale for why we believe this is the right decision for Story County. There's nothing further. Chief?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Resolution 1829 passes. And the bridge on West 190th that goes across Squaw Creek will, in fact, be closed. Kurt Youngberg could not be with us today for the vacancy on asset. We're hoping that we're going to get him next week. Is that right, Deb? And looking like we're going to get him next week. We do have an asset joint funders meeting this Thursday at 5 p.m. So we'll see if we can get there next week. No agency reports, no departmental reports, no other reports. Public forum number two, opportunity for members of the public to comment on items not on today's agenda. Anybody wishing to do so, come right up. Seeing no one moving the microphone, liaison assignments, Morgan.
Pass.
Morris.
As you know, I went to the Iowa Finance Authority's state annual housing conference that focuses on affordable housing, tax credits, etc. I brought back lots of information, several interesting ideas, some of them actually here in Iowa that have been used, and so stay tuned for more. And I want to remind people if they listen to this in the afternoon, okay, tonight there is a workshop on the animal control contracts and ordinances. It is not a public hearing, but the public is certainly invited to this. We're looking for input. The working group has just been phenomenal. Thank you to Deb Shildroff and to Sue McCaskey, also Ethan Anderson, and then Jessica Reynolds. It's been very impressive, and I have faith. So with that, I'm going to pass.
Super, yeah. Looks like a great process. I'm excited to hear that's 7 p.m. Tonight. Finally, this week, on Friday, as I mentioned at the top of the meeting, today is school board elections. At 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, we'll be doing the canvas for those election results. With that, if there's nothing further, I take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Wow.
Have a good one.